COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Helping you keep up with your home. Tips, advice, and hacks. It's The Feed.
All right, if you're getting ready to put your house on the market, spring real estate season around the corner. Every Wednesday, we talk to Susie Calabrese, our home expert and local realtor. Now, Susie, as we head into this spring season, homeowners might be striving to tackle certain goals this year to get their houses ready. Where should they start if they're kind of stuck, you know, to get their house ready for the market?
That's a great question, Kevin. Let's start with buyers. So if you're planning to buy, you need to be strategic, and that starts now. So I'd recommend tackling your taxes first, which is something you might not have anticipated me saying, but it is that time of year, and your lender will actually need them for a loan approval. So don't hesitate to get this out of the way, even as a box to check in your home buying process. It's kill two birds with one stone, right? It also means getting them out of the way will allow you to move quicker when you do find the right home.
And what about finding the right lender, Susie? So I remember when my wife and I bought our house that we're in now, there were so many people involved in the home buying process. So if you've never done it before, you know, how do you know who to work with? How do you go about doing that?
Yeah, that's a very common question. My recommendation for that would be, you know, start interviewing the whole home buying team as, you know, as a whole, right? And that's what I would call it, because your realtor, your lender, those are your biggest allies. And there's so many other people that are part of the team. And really where you want to start is, you know, finding your trusted local realtor, and they'll be able to connect you with lenders that they've worked with in the past and give you plenty of names to start with, people that have helped them close deals. We all see the good, bad, and ugly in this business. And so we actually do a lot of referrals based on word of mouth. So I would definitely rely on that. And you want to make sure to ask them some key questions like, you know, what should I expect in navigating the current market and the neighborhoods I'm looking to buy in? Or how do you handle the home buying process so I can anticipate how this relationship will work? Because I always tell people that finding the right partners in real estate is like dating. You need to trust these people to advocate for you and have your best interest. So I think it's always good to think about the person just as much as the way that they might do business. You want to make sure they respond in a timely manner. And chances are how they work with you is much how they're going to work with others when you're not around. And that's going to help get the deal done. So it's important that you like the way they present themselves and the way that they operate.
Yeah, those are good things to keep in mind, definitely. Do you think if buyers wait till the spring, though, that they might already be behind?
Honestly, this winter has flown by, and at last winter's market, we said it already was the spring market. There was no winter market because it just, like, happened so fast. So I think the best time to buy is really when it's personally the right time for you, and only you really know when that is. I don't personally think that there's a way to perfectly time the market, but it is still competitive out there, which is why buyers who are prepared with their taxes filed, pre-approvals in hand, and have a great agent in their corner are the ones who have a better chance of winning an accepted offer. And remember that being informed makes you a stronger and more confident buyer. So that takes time to ask the questions that are needed and learn from the experts that are around you how to navigate the market that you're looking to enter.
Yeah, this is all super helpful. And if this year, 2025, is the year that you're trying to sell your home, you want to get the best return on your investment, obviously. So Susie, what are the smartest ways for homeowners to add value before they actually list their house?
First off, Kevin, this winter has been pretty cruel. It's really cold out there. So I feel like some listeners might be rolling their eyes at me like, what home project, Susie, are you trying to get me to do because it's freezing outside? But this is really more for thinking ahead, because spring will be here before we know it. And it's always good to have a plan on what needs to be done and map that out before the warmer weather hits and it's already upon us. So starting with first impressions first, what do you think, Kevin, makes a good first impression to you specifically when you come up to a house?
I think, you know, the outside of the house, obviously, I think the yard, even like the paint on the front of the house, you know, things like that. I think if it's presentable, I think that's the thing I at least I notice first.
You know, it's funny that you say that because according to the National Association of Realtors, they do like a remodeling impact report every year. And some of the best return on investment home improvements are all about curb appeal. And so that's basically what you were talking about, like walking up to the house and kind of seeing what the outside looks like first, getting excited about coming inside to see what else it offers. So they listed lawn care, landscaping, maintenance, and upgrades as areas where homeowners can see significant returns on certain projects. And without seeing someone's home, it's hard to say if it needs a more manicured lawn or a refreshed walkway, which is why you always want to bring in your trusted local realtor to review your home inside and out to discuss the specifics with you. And keep in mind that you want as much time as possible so that you can have those conversations well before you're ready to list and kind of map out how you're going to tackle them if you can do that.
Yeah, that's super interesting. So beyond the landscaping though, Susie, what are some things to think about that would make a difference to buyers?
I think keeping in theme of first impressions and curb appeal, I would recommend looking at your garage doors and even your front door, because these entrances are most commonly used and they can make a difference to buyers, giving them added security and functionality to the home, because they are actually pretty expensive to replace. I have a friend who's been in their home for less than a year that has double front doors and was quoted $13,000 for a replacement just last week. We were both blown away by the price when we were talking about it. And I think another big one, to your point, kind of coming up to a property, is driveways. Driveways can be a big one. So if your driveway is in great shape, it'll make a great first impression to buyers. And after this winter, maybe, you know, there's some cracking or things that might need attention come the spring and the warmer weather, because there are ideal times to do driveway work. So, you know, that's another thing to keep in mind. But my last 2 cents on this all for homeowners is keep track of your home repairs, because as you prepare to list, your realtor will ask you, what did you upgrade and enhance in your home, you know, so that they can use that information to market the property. And this doesn't just mean the big projects like roof replacements and stuff like that. It can also be as small as you repainted the second floor, or you updated the bathroom vanity in one of these spaces. I also love when homeowners have listed out all their last date of service for mechanicals too. You know, think big picture with your home and take notes, because life gets busy and we can tend to forget.
Yeah, it sounds like the more organized and prepared that you are as a homeowner, the more likely that you'll have a smoother selling experience when that comes that time.
Exactly. From selling experience to equity that you're trying to get out of the home, right? You're all about squeezing every dollar that you can, because it's probably the biggest asset that you have and you want to make as much money on it, right? So I think the details matter just as much as how good those pictures come out and look at the end of it.
Right. Want to get some of those good pictures too, though.
Definitely.
All right. Susie Calabrese, local home expert and realtor. You can find her on Instagram at SusieCal_CT. Thanks so much, Susie. We'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Kevin.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.